The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona, your car insiders. They work for you, not the dealer. Now you have personal friends for the car buying experience.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
On the road again.
Here are your hosts, Dana Southern and Gary Green.
Good morning and welcome to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. My name is Dana Southern. I'm here with my friend and business partner, Gary Green. And collectively, we are Your Car Insiders. And it's in our name. We're not the Car Insiders for the dealership. We're Y-O-U-R, Your Car Insiders. And we work for you with the sole purpose of getting you the best possible outcome financially, as well as the time that you spend, along with using every skill set we have to make sure that we help you get as much for your trade as possible. If you happen to be trading in, we make sure that you get the lowest rate that you can qualify for, with a caveat that sometimes it's going to make sense to use the manufacturer's special rate financing, or in some cases it's going to make sense to use a particular different lender. But the important part is, based on your credit history, based on your background, if we don't know the answer to where the best place to go is, we have the relationship with the people in charge of the dealership where we will seek their guidance in finding a place to get perhaps an even better deal. Sometimes, like in anything else, you don't know unless you ask or learn. So I may know currently the credit union's lowest rates and what the criteria is to meet it, but there can be a special going at any given time at a dealership that if we go and Gary asks them, hey, is there something, you know, extra or something that we can do that would be better than what we have in mind, we're going to get the honest answer and approach it that way. When it comes to purchasing, you know, an extended service contract or an extended warranty, whether you should or shouldn't, what you should pay for it, and who offers that product. Is it from the factory or is it aftermarket?
You know, and one thing that Dana and I have always agreed upon is, when you buy a product in a car dealership, some dealerships no longer sell, under the instruction of the owner, factory warranty.
Absolutely true. Most now, dealers in the Valley don't.
Right. But that dealership has to get permission from the manufacturer in order to do that. They can't just decide, we're not going to sell this, we're going to sell that. I'm pretty sure it has to be approved from the manufacturer.
Well, you would be correct, Gary. And however, the thing that's kind of odd is when you sign your dealer agreement, you know, as an example, as a Honda dealer, when you sign your dealer agreement with the factory, along with agreeing to, you know, do certain things, you also agree to sell their products, and their products being something like an extended service contract. Because of the volume of business that a lot of the dealers do here in the Valley, being in one of the largest new car markets in North America, is they have the muscle or the power to essentially force the factory to let them sell the aftermarket products that are in their best interest to sell.
Now, Dana and I always talk about learning. We learn stuff all the time.
Every day.
Now, I didn't realize that when you buy a car and you buy an extended service contract, I'm not aware anymore of any service contract that covers the exhaust system of your vehicle.
Usually it's under the manufacturer's warranty and longer than the factory warranty, correct?
Right. However, if you have 94,000 miles on the vehicle and the manufacturer's warranty is 80,000 miles on the emission equipment.
Uh-oh.
So I dealt with that with a friend of mine. However, a good friend of mine called me a couple of weeks ago and was thinking about buying a new car. And I love my friend to death, and he is the epitome of wants things done right, big believer in right and wrong, and loves communication. So he invited me to lunch and wanted me to look at something that was wrong with his car. And I knew in my heart that there was going to be a really good possibility that the warranty was not going to cover this repair. When you read a warranty and it talks about exclusions, a lot of them have a four-letter word in that exclusion, and it's TRIM. Does it include the trim in the vehicle? However, my friend opened his panoramic sunroof and the cloth cover shredded as the sunroof was going back.
How unfortunate. Very rare.
Now, he takes the car into the dealership, and the dealership is basically, I know what the answer is going to be.
They're going to recommend a new moonroof and a new cover, I'm guessing. Right.
However, the warranty company is now saying the trim cover is not a covered component. So that thing that we talked about, knowing people. So by the time I called the general manager of the dealership, he was already told by the general sales manager of the dealership, who was told by the service manager of the dealership, that the warranty company was probably not going to pay for the repair.
Because the warranty coverage had expired.
No, warranty coverage wasn't expired. They were calling it a trim item.
Gotcha.
The warranty item was the two different cars. The Dodge with the blown up.
Apologize.
Yeah.
Please continue.
So now he tells me that on Monday, they're going to send an inspector from the warranty company. So I get a phone call Monday or Tuesday, that the inspector came out and his decision was it is a trim item. However, they're going to cover the component. Because on Friday, rather than waiting to react, the general manager of the dealership got extremely proactive, called the rep from the warranty company and basically said, how do you expect me to sell your product and stand behind your product when you're going to make chicken shit? Pardon my French.
Oops.
He was proactive rather than reactive. He called and went to the rep from the warranty company, explained the situation, and they picked it up. Now, after we were all done, the service guy comes out, the salesman comes out and says, hey, the service guy needs to see you. He needs to pay, you need to pay the $100 deductible for the warranty repair. Now, the deal's all done. So my friend's walking to the back to pay the bill. And he wasn't upset, and he doesn't get, and $100 isn't changing, anything. But I went into the GM and I said, could you do me a favor? Could you take care of the blah, blah, blah deductible? He said, Gary, absolutely. So based on my relationship with the car dealer, the warranty was removed. The warranty deductible was it. But when we talk about these things, if you have an issue and you bought a car and you don't we didn't help you, and you're having a problem with the service department, I'm not getting involved. Okay, when I helped this gentleman with his mom, it turned out that I knew somebody. Now, they didn't call me to complain about the car deal. If it was a complaint about the car deal, as my friend Dana would always say, it's kind of hard to keep the horses in the barn after they're already out. Okay, close the barn door. So Dana and I don't get involved with picking battles with car dealerships. However, this woman's circumstances weren't about the car deal. It was about a vehicle. And after the son drove the car. But it was the luck of the draw. There are certain circumstances that if you called Dana, he would know the person. This guy just got lucky. Because I know Dana would have said, hey, I'm really sorry for the situation that you're in, but it's not anything that we get involved in. Now, we did have a radio show listen. It was a horrible experience, and I wish we could have done something to help her. However, she waited 58 days to call me and Dana. Now, I will tell you this. Even if we're not going to help you and you want to bounce it off of us, please feel free to call me. 602-525-1370. You can call Dana at 602-679-8324. Very special thanks to Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, located at 8801 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. Now, the wonderful thing about doing business with that dealership is if there was ever an issue, Mr. Lundy would absolutely want to know about it. But I will tell you this, folks, and this is the free advice for this segment. If you buy a car, when you buy a car and you're writing a check for the car, when you walk into the car dealership and you sign the paperwork, they will probably have you sign something along the lines that it's a conditional spot delivery, even though you're paying cash. Now, the one thing that you really should never threaten to do is you're going to stop payment on the check. Okay? That's a monstrous no-no. Now, the worst thing that you can do, this is the worst. When you walk into a car dealership and you're having a problem with something in the dealership and they turn around and they say, you say to the gentleman you're talking to, well, I'm going to call my lawyer. You just ended the conversation. Most dealer groups, once you threaten an attorney, you have now forgotten that you signed a piece of paper that says you would go to mediation before involving attorneys. But once you mention the word attorney, you no longer are going to be sitting talking to that person. They're going to give you the attorney's phone number.
And you really arguably don't want to have to travel down that road if you can avoid it, because needless to say, these large dealer groups obviously have attorneys on retainer. As Gary shared, they have you sign a binding arbitration agreement when you purchase the vehicle.
The bank even has you sign a binding arbitration agreement on the contract.
How can you win?
You can't.
The most prestigious and coveted honor that American Honda Motor Company awards dealerships is the President's Award. The award recognizes the dealership teams who demonstrate superior achievement in customer satisfaction, new car unit sales value, and business management. Earnhardt Honda is proud to have received this prestigious award many times, and they want to show you why they're the top-selling Honda dealer in the Central and West Phoenix Valley regions. Earnhardt Honda's mission is to provide their customers with world-class service in every phase of the sales and service experience. 100% customer satisfaction is General Manager Joey Staples' goal. The staff at Earnhardt Honda participate in continuous training programs to improve industry and product knowledge and new ways to continue to provide top-notch customer service. Joey realizes that customers have a choice. And when customers like you choose Earnhardt Honda, you have put your implicit trust in them. Joey appreciates and is honored to have your trust. You can reach him at his desk by calling 623-463-4308 or visit him at Earnhardt Honda, located in Avondale, or online at EarnhardtHonda.com.
Monte Vista Cleaners has the latest state-of-the-art equipment and uses only the best cleaning supplies available. Family-owned and operated since 2001. They offer fast, same-day service until 9 a.m. every day on dry-cleaned items and next-day service on all other items. They are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So stop by any of our three locations, 210 North 59th Avenue, Suite 111 in Glendale, or 8345 West Thunderbird, Suite 104 in Peoria, or 777 East Thunderbird Road, number 105 in Moon Valley.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
With macular degeneration, you lose your central vision.
You have a blind spot right in the center of your face, so I can't actually see your face.
So even that little circle in which I could see became a big blur.
I was 65 when I first was diagnosed with glaucoma.
There were no symptoms. I had no headaches.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
You lose mobility. Independence changes your entire life.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
My husband tells me that I have beautiful brown eyes, and I don't want to lose that.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Gary Green, and you can reach me at 602-525-1370. You can reach Dana at 602-679-8324. Each week, we try to share some helpful hints on the car buying process. And as we've mentioned before, we deal with people that we choose to deal with. Okay, and very special thanks to the Earnhardt family of dealerships. Now, we mentioned that we have certain dealerships that we go to. There are dealerships that aren't part of the Earnhardt family we go to. But for the majority, we have relationships with so many people that we know where not to go to. And we don't talk about the dealers that we don't visit. We just talk about the people that we know are good people. Now, one thing we wanted to talk about today was I kind of laughed, and Dana brought it up, and I said to him, you know what, I don't want to talk about this. But it's very important. I was actually in the Kia dealership the other day helping somebody with a problem. Unfortunately, the credit bureau said he was dead.
He was well breathing and alive.
So they were having a problem getting the deal funded, and he had a problem with the car. And he really upset me because he had a problem with the car. And rather than calling me because he didn't want to bother me, he called a locksmith to come out and cut keys. Now, it would have cost him nothing if he called me. Now, the two keys that he got were not programmable remotes. They were just keys. But one of the things I was reading the other day from a very avid car collector who has a whole lot more money than I do, but has now showed me that he knows very little about the retail market of the car business. Okay, Jay Leno does not buy cars in the car dealership. Okay, when he buys a brand new car, it's probably directly through somebody that works in the manufacturer. And he gets his name on just about any kind of list you could imagine. But when he wrote this article, do these three things before buying a used car, and it was written by Emmy Martin, published on Tuesday, September 10th at 12:59 p.m. When it comes to buying used cars, host of CNBC's Jay Leno's Garage doesn't negotiate. The way I negotiate is I say, how much for the car? Okay, I'll take it, he jokes. That's because when Leno adds a new car to his collection, which consists of more than 100 vehicles, he looks for rare and priceless pieces, such as a McLaren F1 that he bought for $800,000 and it's now worth $12 million. These cars I generally buy are not cars that come up often. I get it. But here's the great advice he gives. Do your homework to decide if it's worth it. Absolutely. But when he says use tools like Edmunds.com and Kelley Blue Book to research models, reviews, and do side-by-side comparisons, I'm okay with that. Just don't look at them for pricing.
I agree completely with that. I think Edmunds does a great job when it comes to their testing and the information they provide and the side-by-side comparisons. That's wonderful stuff. But like Gary just said, in fact, we had spoken about it last week, if you go to their website and you try to cost out what the MSRP is on a vehicle, unfortunately, you will not get the correct information.
Now, he gets a 66% on this article because it was three things. Now, here's number two, and here's the pull the vehicle history report. Are you freaking kidding me? Okay, if I was doing not the Jay Leno show and I was doing the David Letterman show and they were listing the 10 things or the 10 reasons and listing the 10 reasons why I wouldn't trust a Carfax, I could come up with way more than 10. You always want to get a Carfax report. These are the people that know these cars. They check serial numbers and tell you what you've bought. They can only tell you if it's been reported to Carfax. Carfax only reports what's reported to them. It only guarantees the title history of the car, does not guarantee if the car has been in an accident, doesn't guarantee anything to do with the vehicle other than the title history.
Which means for those of you who rely on Carfax when making a decision, caveat emptor, buyer beware, there is absolutely no guarantee it hasn't been an accident because it doesn't reflect or show one. And more importantly, if you think that helps you with their supposed buyback program, I'd love to meet the person that got his car bought back or the lady that got their car bought back. They have so many different rules that it's virtually impossible.
You have a better chance of winning the lottery.
Much better.
Now, here's the other thing. When he writes this, it will give you a good idea how well maintained the car, how well maintained the car is and what kind of issues the previous owner.
Absolutely not true.
Absolutely not true, because not everybody reports the Carfax.
Which is critical.
The number three thing is so much more important than the Carfax history. Check the car for damage. If you go look at a car and you're standing 15 feet away and the person says the car's never been in the accident, but the paint doesn't match the fender and the door and the bumper, and there's white paint on the tires and there's paint on the inner fender wells, and it's obvious. Okay, oh no, never been in an accident. I've seen cars, bought at an auction 2 weeks earlier, and when I show up to look at the car, I go to prove to my friend that this is what's wrong with the car.
Quick question, Gary. If let's just say a car is on a lot and a car salesman's showing the car and it's a used car and it's a used car lot and the Carfax shows that there has been an accident. And as an example, it says vehicle involved in rear end collision, vehicle functional. Now, when you hear those things, does that mean that it was just tapped in the rear bumper and that's all that happened?
I love that one.
Because then
when it says, I love the one when it says, vehicle has restored salvage title due to minor accident.
Which, of course, a minor accident could never
now
cause.
If I was looking for a cheap car for a kid and the car had a salvage title because of hail damage, that would be one thing.
Well, and when you say that, what a huge difference, because a salvage title, because it's been hit so hard that the structural integrity of the vehicle was no longer as it should be, so it's now been totaled. And now someone, a body shop or a company, goes out and they replace that, you know, or fix or repair that vehicle. That vehicle, you know, God forbid there were a subsequent accident and it were to be hit in the same place. But we had a guest on many years ago, an attorney, a local attorney, Mr. Craig Simons. We'll give him a plug, I guess. And he shared with us that, you know, he's tried a lot of these types of cases, and essentially if a vehicle were to sustain an accident where they're hit, say at 60 or 30 miles per hour, it would be like the equivalent of getting hit at 60 miles per hour.
So that was actually my friend's car, Peter Edwards from Edie Marshall Jewelers.
So essentially, having hail damage, well, obviously, that's not a severe collision. And if it's a Carfax incident that happened many years ago on an older, inexpensive car, you know, perhaps it's not as much of an issue. But it can be a very serious issue that most salespeople, if they happen to bump into it, will, of course, try to minimize with probably no knowledge of what actually happened. And we'll talk about a few of the things that salespeople do try to do that we'll never do.
Earnhardt Lexus customers drive the finest vehicles in the world and have equally high expectations from their dealership. We invite you to visit the all-new state-of-the-art facility and experience the pride that every Earnhardt Lexus associate takes to provide quality service to their clients. At Earnhardt Lexus, you'll find more than just a vehicle. You'll find people who know how to take care of a Lexus and, even more importantly, how to take care of you. Now located in the heart of Phoenix at 800 East Camelback Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85014.
Larry H. Miller Nissan's general manager, Bill Brixey, is committed to helping you find the new or used vehicle you've been searching for. Whether it is new or used Nissans or new or used cars from the top manufacturers, Bill can help. But here is the game stopper. Bill's finance staff offers expert advice to those seeking a great deal on a car or lease. Larry H. Miller Nissan has a top-notch service and parts department always willing to help you with your Nissan. Larry H. Miller is located at 2025 West Riverview Auto Drive in Mesa.
Nobody likes to be in debt, and that's why it's usually not wise to borrow money. But if your air conditioner calls it quits in the middle of summer and you don't have cash on hand, what are you going to do? Mike Aaliyah here again from Benefit Air to give you the best solution to a difficult problem, because sometimes we have to make tough choices in life with money issues and we need all the help we can get. Because Benefit Air is a trained comfort specialist dealer, we have access to financing terms that other dealers can't even come close to. What if you could get a brand new train system complete with a full 10-year parts and labor warranty for a low monthly payment? And what if a large portion of that monthly payment would be offset by the savings in your energy bill? And what if the energy savings over the life of the system was actually equal to or more than the cost of the system? At Benefit, we want to help you out of a tight spot by offering payment options that are affordable while providing you with a wise investment that can save you money for years to come. Call Benefit today to find out more about the financing options for a new high-quality train system that you can afford. 602-840-9229 or visit us on the web at benefitair.com. Experience the benefit of using Benefit Air.
Hey guys, let's play some video games.
This new dad plays video games with his sons, but the challenge feels like he's lifting a metric ton.
How many buttons?
His avatar just stares at the walls, twists and turns and somehow falls.
Help me!
He's tangled up in the controller's cord.
I just don't understand this crazy digital world.
Crazy, crazy digital world.
Heroes and worlds.
But the love from his kids is totally apparent. Ooh. See, you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
You should have just played catch. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. You know, I was just thinking about this and actually been thinking about it for a while. When Gary and I are assisting a client, we don't use any of the tools or any of the vernacular that a car salesperson might use, because of course we're not there to sell you anything. But as I think about some of the different things that they say to get people to pay more money or to minimize or again, it's what is said and how it's said can make a huge difference. And so as an example, we are not going to try to persuade you or close you or use as an example, you know, it only is going to cost you 50 cents a day more. Certainly you could afford that. God forbid something like that would come out of my mouth or Gary's mouth. And
you know, it's funny that you said that, because I had a circumstance the other day, and it's a friend of mine that I've helped get probably five or six cars for his family. And this vehicle is for his wife, and he brought his wife with her. And they didn't buy the car. And it was the first time I'd ever showed up with a dealership with Steve, and they didn't buy a car. And it was nothing, but the wife started telling me things. And I finally looked at her and said, Liz, stop. You don't have to make up the excuses to me why you're not buying the car. I've listened to everything you said, okay? First of all, why are you negotiating on a car you don't even like? You've been sitting here telling me that the vehicle's difficult to get in and out of. Why would you buy a Honda Civic if the car's difficult to get out of? You need to get something that sits a little higher. Maybe a Hyundai Kona, maybe a Nissan Kicks, maybe a this, maybe a that.
You mean you don't have a preference of what they buy because it affects you?
As long as it's not. Now, the new Nissan Versa is supposed to be pretty cool. I've never helped anybody buy the older Versa.
I think I may have helped one or two years and years ago because
I helped somebody.
She had her heart set on it, but we don't. As an example, I haven't helped anyone buy a Fiat since they initially came out, and I did help a couple people, and I believe I'm forgiven. But since learning about the Fiat and its being out on the market, it's been rated one of just the poorest cars ever, year after year after year, like many of its counterparts.
You know, one of the things that Dana and I do is we're passionate about what we do, and we care. And I got a phone call from a referral, and the guy's a great referral source. And it's a small little dealership owned by two guys that are friends. And I knew one, didn't know the other. And as it turned out, the guy that found the car wanted to buy the car from them. And he actually used to be the next door neighbor to one of the owners. Now, these are owners, not salespeople. So I went online and I looked, and there was not another car like it in the valley within 500 miles.
But can you stop for a moment and share the different places that you actually looked?
Please? What I will tell you is all of the publications that you could possibly find, I looked at. And I don't look for used cars for people. And the reason I'm not listing those is because you're not going to call me and tell me you want a 2017 yellow Camaro, find me one. I'm the wrong guy. I'm not doing that for you. But when I didn't like the way we were spoken to at the dealership about the car, I decided I would look a little bit. So the places the normal person can look is Auto Trader, Cars Gurus, Cars.com. You want to look on Craigslist for cars that were just bought at the auction a week before, it's fine. However, when the gentleman bought the car with his wife, there were a couple of things missing. And one of them was, I thought the owner's manual was in the car, but I guess it was just the leather binder with a couple of other things in it. So she didn't care. She went and got one. But it was missing the shade that goes behind the back seats, the wind deflector, in a Lexus convertible. The dealership, the guy agreed to lower the price of the car and provide that. Well, as of 3 weeks later last week, they didn't have one yet. And they had two different keys to the car, two different remotes. So when I went in to speak to the other partner, who happened to be the person's neighbor, he was a little annoyed that I was talking to him about a car his partner sold. And I'm thinking to myself, really? Really? That's the way you're going to act? And these people used to be your neighbor? I'm sorry I bothered you. I'll let them know. Now, I called the customer, and the guy laughed. He said, Gary, I'm not going to lose a second sleep over this. I don't care. You did your job, but I can promise you this. I will never, ever, ever step foot in that establishment again to help anybody buy a car, because it's the epitome of, we got your money, we don't care.
Welcome to Rodeo 4, located in Goodyear, Arizona at 13680 West Test Drive. Rodeo Ford is proud to be one of the premier dealerships in the area. From the moment you walk in their showroom, you'll know their commitment to customer service is second to none. They strive to make your experience with Rodeo Ford a good one for the life of your vehicle.
Whether you need to purchase, finance, or service a new or pre-owned Ford, you've come to the right place.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Gary Green. I'm here with my friend and business partner, Dana Southern, and we are Your Car Insiders. When we mention the Earnhardt family of dealerships, the stores that we go to unequivocally, without a doubt, Earnhardt Honda with Joey Staples, a couple of the Hyundai dealerships, Hyundai North Scottsdale, Hyundai in Avondale, Rodeo Kia, Rodeo Ford, and Earnhardt Cadillac. And I can list numerous occasions where, after the fact, those people have helped clients with issues after they bought the car. This guy that has this little place, and I'm not going to mention the name of the place or the person, his attitude about the client after the fact reiterates, without a doubt, having in writing anything that you are owed by the dealership.
Which, of course, if you're there with us, we will make sure that everything is in writing that you've agreed to. There will be no ambiguity. You know, you think about, one of the things, and of course, I taught salespeople how to present cars. I taught salespeople how to negotiate on car deals. I taught managers how to manage. And so it's one of those things where the different vernacular or things that they say or the Columbo. Remember the Columbo, Gary? Have you seen that lately?
When you look at the people like all confused.
Right before you leave the room after they've made the offer and you're the salesperson and you finally get the offer of what they'll do. And as you're leaving the room, you stop and you turn around and you go, while I'm gone, I just need you to think about how much more you will pay.
I can't believe you're telling that. And the reason is, we don't talk all the time during the week, but a lot of times we have the same things on our mind. Now, when you were a sales manager and you train people, I'm not going to question you. I'm going to make a statement. Was the hardest thing that you ever had to deal with was a salesperson, was getting that salesperson to ask for the money?
Absolutely.
So the other day I was helping somebody buy a vehicle and I happened to be in Larry Miller Dodge in Peoria. And that's where we bought my wife's pickup truck. And one of the reasons I buy my vehicles there, or I help people buy vehicles there, they have a great guy in the service department. Pete Pabst is his name. He's wonderful. Love the guy to death. And he was the reason that I didn't even look at a Denali pickup truck, because I don't know anybody in the GMC dealership. And I laughed because my wife thought that that tailgate was so cool. And I looked at her and said, I've never seen you in the back of your pickup truck.
By the way, it's kind of interesting, but you know, relationship, if you heard
is
what
everything.
Gary just said, he wouldn't even look at a different brand. Now, whether that's
now,
the right
or
wrong
decision.
Now, if
I was going to buy a GMC, I would have actually had to go to Mesa.
Because, to see Kerry.
Not Kerry.
Well, Brad.
Brad. Because I had pricing on a GMC, and then I called Brad, and Brad said, well, how about if I beat that deal by $2,000 that the other dealership had? And it was very simple. It was very simple.
Okay.
Okay. But the guy ended up buying something different. So the funny thing was, I walked over to the vending machine and I put a dollar in the machine and I pushed a button and
nothing happened.
The item was 60 cents.
Should have happened.
So I turned around and somewhere between my knee and my hip was a really cute little boy standing about 2 feet behind me with a lollipop in his mouth. And I put my hand in to get the change. And when I pulled the change out, I turned around and he was still standing there behind me. However, he was putting his pointer finger into the change little slot to see if there was money in there. Now, this kid couldn't have been 5, 6, 7 years old.
He's already trying to make money.
No, he turned around and looked at me and said, excuse me, but can I have your change?
What?
And I looked at him, and I wasn't, you know, didn't. All I looked at him was said no. But when I went home and I was talking to my wife, I said to my wife, where does a five-year-old, and if he's not five, he was eight. First of all, if he's five, what's he doing walking around a car dealership without his parents right behind him? And B, where does a little kid learn to ask that question?
I can't even imagine that scenario.
It's a sense of entitlement. But when this little kid looked at me and said, can I have your change? Now, under normal circumstances, if he would have looked at me and said, could you buy me something? I would have said, where's your mom and dad? And if he'd have pointed over, I'd have walked over and said, hey, can you, would you mind if I got your son something out of the vending machine? Now, I was sitting in a different dealership the other day, and it was really hot out, and I saw this guy come out of the service department. And you could tell he must have been pushing his car or something because he was sweating like he just ran a marathon and it was 120 degrees out. So I put my dollar in, I got my soda, and he was standing right behind me, and he let me go because he wasn't sure what he wanted. And I said, listen, your day seems to be a whole lot worse than mine. And I put a dollar in. I said, you pick. You know, that's the, we care about the clients that we help. I don't send you anywhere without me. I don't want you to go to, and if you want to go by yourself, go. But if you don't listen to what I ask you to do, don't be upset with me if I don't want to help you.
Well, and the difficult part is, you know, if you happen to go before reaching out to us, and
that's one thing.
That's one thing. But after you've reached out to us, you know, there are reasons why we want to deal with particular people. We want to deal with the person that understands how we do business. We want to deal with a person that, if it's the salesperson, that's incredibly knowledgeable about the product that, that they're showing. That's the only skill set they arguably need to have, although they have, you know, wonderful, amazing skill sets are the nice people that are our friends that we know and help us. But for the most part, we count on their ability to be able to teach you and show you the features. We handle the math with the gentleman in charge or the lady in charge, but more often than not, it's a gentleman that's in charge. And when you are dealing with the final decision maker, when you don't take kickbacks, when you're not a broker, and they understand...
We're not brokers?
And they understand that, you know, our purpose of being there is for our client's best interest, not theirs. And it works out beautifully because now you have two minds that are on the same page. They want to help us help you acquire a vehicle as opposed to you trying to get the best deal for you and them trying to get the best deal for them and spending all those minutes and hours in between to try to get to what you hope is a good deal. Another typical car salesman line would, especially this time of the year, with, you know, inventories being low, would you go colorblind for the right deal? Well, that sounds more than reasonable when you hear it out loud, but is it? And how would you know that it's the right deal? Right now, if they're out of X and they only have Z available, then for them, they need to sell Z. They don't give a rat's patoot about X anymore. And they now make it seem like Z is the greatest thing since sliced bread, when all you would have had to have done is simply picked up the phone, called 602-525-1370, got a hold of Gary, and he would have been able to figure out if what you really wanted, X was available, and get it for you, or damn sure help guide you to what you should get, not accept Z.
You know, and it's one of the things that's ironic is I can't tell you how many times I know, without a doubt, the deal that the person got was 100% based on the relationship that either Dana or I have with the dealership. Now, when we got home the other day from the Ram dealership after my wife got her truck, about an hour later, she sent me a text. Now, my wife doesn't have to thank me. She's my wife. But she didn't say thanks. All she said was, I know without you, this never would have happened. Because she would never have looked at a truck that had an MSRP of that price. And at the end of the day, she got exactly what she wanted other than the interior of the car. But she had it. She decided she loved the interior of the car. And it's sharp. And I think that, you know, when you buy a truck, I believe that dark interior looks better, looks richer than the light colors.
You know, that's why they have different seats for different butts. Because for some people, it's exactly the way Gary feels. And for others, they wouldn't take the dark interior at gunpoint. The key is we're not going to try to talk you into taking something. We're not going to try to get you to do things to sell you the car. We may explain things so you understand whether you should or shouldn't buy the car. But it's completely different to have the equivalent of an 800-pound gorilla with you who happens to be friendly and is there just to protect your interest and your interest only. And again, we don't collect a penny unless we actually assist you in acquiring a vehicle. And that means that we watch every aspect. We make sure that it's either the lowest possible price, and then ultimately it's your decision. Often, well, you know, on an extended service contract, to me, it's like a no-brainer. How could you possibly say no? The price is so low, the coverage is so extensive, it's from the factory, it has no deductible, and, you know, you're looking at the next 8 years. I don't have a crystal ball. You know, you have the choice and the right to self-insure, but in this particular case, I think you should do this. Well, guess what? If you don't think that you should do this, then don't do this. I'm not there to sell you anything. I'm there just to provide you with the best information that you can possibly have. And then you ultimately make the decision as to how to move forward. The nice people that work in the business office for the dealership, the finance people, they know exactly what the customer for them coming into the office needs and wants. And they seem to know how much you should pay for it, how long you should go, and all that's poppycock, by the way.
You know,
they don't know anything about you.
We believe in principles, and we believe in doing right. And I am, without a doubt, the epitome of an elephant. Elephants never forget. When I've helped somebody buy a car, and sometimes how after the fact something happened and something adversely happened between that person and the dealership, there's times that I may not ever help that person again. Okay, there was a gentleman that I visited his establishment, a cigar shop, for years. He did something to one of my friends in a car dealership.
Treated him poorly, I think.
And the gentleman was a general manager who had supported his business for years. When it came time to buy his car, he didn't even give him the opportunity, which told my friend, you don't care that I've supported your business.
He doesn't care about the relationship.
Doesn't care. I care about relationships. When I help somebody, I remember the people that were really, really nice. And I remember the people that, you know, so I had an instance where somebody told me something I said, and I was so mad I couldn't speak. I almost smashed my mouse.
We're both very literal people, by the way.
And the woman told me, I told her I was sending her father a bird dog.
Absolutely not true.
Now, what I explained to her was that when a radio show listener calls us, okay, you're a radio show listener. You call Dana and you buy a car. Dana doesn't collect $400 and then I collect $400. Dana collects $400 and we share that. I do the same thing. Now, you could refer 20 people after you were a radio show listener. I don't worry about it with Dana because since it's a referral from the radio show, it's a radio show deal.
It's a radio show. It's a radio show. It's a radio show.
So when I explained what I explained, she actually called back and said, oh my goodness, you're absolutely right. But it's amazing sometimes what people hear. And we'll talk about what you hear at the dealership next week.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.